Hi, friends. This is Dr. Ralph Wilson with the Jesus Walk Bible Study Series. We're studying 1 Corinthians, Discipleship Lessons for a Troubled Church, and this is Appendix 3, a tentative chronology of Paul and the Corinthians from 50 to 56 A.D. Here, I have tried to outline in order what we can piece together of Paul's contacts with the Corinthian church. The first visit, 50 to 52 A.D., Paul first visited Corinth about 50 A.D. during the last phase of his second missionary journey after starting churches in Macedonia, Philippi, Thessalonica, and Berea. He came to Corinth after visiting Athens and stayed with a couple of Jewish tent makers, Aquila and Priscilla, who had recently been forced to leave Rome due to an edict by Emperor Claudius about 49 A.D. Paul was joined in Corinth by Silas and Timothy. Under their ministry, the church grew. Paul seems to have been in danger during this time because the Lord spoke to him in a night vision, Acts 18:9 through 10. Do not be afraid, but speak and do not be silent, for I am with you, and no one will lay a hand on you to harm you, for there are many in this city who are my people. When the Jews appealed to the Roman proconsul Gallio, who was in office 51 to 52 AD, to force Paul to leave, they were rebuffed. Paul left Corinth, probably in the spring of 52 A.D., giving him 2 years there. After leaving Corinth, Paul stopped at Ephesus and then returned to Antioch, and from there he went to Jerusalem. A previous letter from Paul is no longer extant. Paul, who is now in Ephesus, 52 to 55 A.D., wrote to Corinth rebuking vice and fornication by members, a letter mentioned in 1 Corinthians 5:9 through 11. This letter is referred to by scholars as Corinthians A. A report to Paul. Chloe's people reported to Paul about the party spirit and quarrels at Corinth. Letter to Paul. Stephanas, Fortunatus, and Achaicus probably brought Paul a letter that reports on problems at Corinth with questions about marriage, divorce, food sacrifice to idols, spiritual gifts, and the collection he was organizing for the Jerusalem believers. Timothy was dispatched to Corinth to deal with some of the problems. Then the 1 Corinthian letter, in the spring of 55 A.D., Paul writes during his final year at Ephesus the letter we know as 1 Corinthians, concerning the problems reported to him. Perhaps this letter was carried to Corinth by Stephanas. This is sometimes called Corinthians B. At this point, Paul is planning a soon visit to Macedonia with a stop in Corinth. A second visit, the painful visit, is a quick trip to deal with problems at Corinth that were serious enough to require direct personal confrontation. During this visit, Paul was personally attacked by one of the members. This visit was difficult for both Paul and his converts in Corinth. A tearful letter or severe letter from Paul, no longer existent, is written from Ephesus, probably carried by Titus in lieu of Paul going himself. In it, Paul apparently professed his love for the Corinthians and required them to discipline the man who had led in defying his apostolic authority on his second visit. This is sometimes referred to as Corinthians C. Apparently, this letter was quite effective in producing repentance. Proposed visits don't come to pass due to intervening circumstances such as severe danger in Asia and Paul's depression, as well as Paul's desire not to make another painful visit. Paul travels to Troas in Macedonia amidst various afflictions, but meets Titus there and is encouraged by his good report about the Corinthian church. Next, super apostles challenge Paul's authority. Apparently, Jewish Christians from Judea, perhaps seeking to impose the authority of the mother church over Gentile churches. The superlative apostles seem to bring another take on the gospel. Some believe that possibly Paul sent another letter called Corinthians E, consisting of 2 Corinthians 10-13, to counter these super apostles, but this is just speculation. Next, the 2 Corinthians letter. Paul sends our 2 Corinthians letter from Macedonia about 56 A.D., sometimes called Corinthians D, or at least 2 Corinthians 1-9. Then a third visit to Corinth occurs about 57 AD, when Paul gathers with those who were preparing to send the gift collected to relieve the Jerusalem saints. Apparently, matters have been resolved to some extent, since from Corinth Paul wrote to a Roman church, Romans 15:26, Macedonia and Achaia have been pleased to share their resources with the poor among the saints at Jerusalem. Paul stays in Corinth 3 months, then escapes to Macedonia to avoid a Jewish plot, and meets his companions in Troas, and then leaves for Jerusalem, where he is arrested. We don't hear anything more about the Corinthian church after this until about 95 AD, when Clement of Rome writes 1 Clement to address a new disharmony at Corinth. Hope this helps you make sense of Paul's relationship to the Corinthian church. God bless you.